Hey guys, our podcast is about becoming upperclassmen and like how it was being underclassmen and like the transition from sophomore to junior year, which in my opinion, and I think Grace and Carolyn, who are here with me, would agree, is like a really big jump.
Yeah, hi, I'm Grace. I also agree with Katie. We're here to talk about going from middle school to your first year of high school.
I'm Carolyn. I think high school is a great experience. I think that jump from freshman to sophomore year was a big one. Coming in, all exciting, new things. And we're just here to talk about what it was like for us.
Yeah, so just to give a little background on us, we're all three sport student athletes and are very involved in like the school and everything, which I think is something that's very influential on someone's own high school experience is how involved you are.
Yeah, like taking good classes, like we're all like very busy when it comes to school.
Yeah.
Safe to say, we pretty much live at the school 90% of the time.
Yeah, especially with AP work, which is one of the biggest jumps from underclassmen to upperclassmen life.
Yeah. So, this episode, we're going to talk about the life of an underclassman, like becoming an upperclassman, like that transition. So,
nobody else, but coming in the first day of school freshman year was pretty scary. I remember picking out my outfit like 3 weeks before, ready to walk in, seeing all the upperclassmen and seniors that graduated, just completely intimidated and terrified.
Oh my gosh, so different from eighth grade.
Yeah, it was definitely a transition because I feel like in middle school and even elementary school, when you walk in on the first day of school, you're so comfortable, like you know what's gonna happen. There's usually an assembly like welcoming everyone in, whereas high school, you get your schedule on iPass in the summer and you go straight to your first period class and you get to work. Like there's no real like adjustment period that they give you.
I can't really imagine going to a bigger school because I think walking in like that first day when you get your schedule, it was even hard to find classes then. Like people say that, but it actually was. And I can't imagine going to a bigger school and just having zero clue where anything was at all.
I remember sophomore year, not even freshman year, sophomore year, I'm walking to my second period class, and it probably took me a good 10 minutes to find the room.
Yep, I've been lost once, like on one of the first days of school.
And our school's small, like really small.
Like imagine going to like a bigger school and not knowing everybody in your school.
I can't like, even crazy. Imagine like if we didn't play that first sports season, like volleyball, we lucked out because we do. Imagine walking in and not knowing any of the upperclassmen at all and having no idea who anyone was.
Yes, that's why involvement is like such like a crucial aspect of high school because you like build those relationships with not just the people in your grade, but the people above you and below you, which just kind of like, especially the people above you help you like navigate your way through the high school.
Yeah, it's such like, it's so important to like know everyone and be comfortable with everyone.
Exactly,
and
like use your upperclassmen friends as a tool. They know a lot more than you think they do.
Yeah, like whether it's like from sports, from student council, from clubs, from like siblings, like anybody that you know, like just talk to them, like it helps so much.
Yeah, I remember probably one of the scariest things going back to freshman year, thinking about it, was lunch and how just overwhelmed I was because with the first, second, and third lunch schedule, we had no idea what that was. Like, we've never done that before. So, like, walking into lunch, having no idea if any of your friends are going to be in there, and, like, seeing how many seniors, especially the seniors when we were freshmen, were kind of scary.
Oh, my God, I know.
Like,
they
were like, terrifying.
They looked like adults,
huge.
And we still felt
like they
babies.
Actually looked like high school seniors.
Yeah, they looked like they were babies. And, like walking in there, it was, like, crazy.
Another, oh my gosh, I will never
forget.
It was
like borderline traumatic.
I will never forget, like, that first day in, like, the locker room right before practice. Fatma pulled me aside and was like, you stay away from the upperclassmen boys. Like, you stay away from them.
Oh,
and that was
so funny.
That was honestly, like, it's a good piece of advice. Like,
maybe it's because we were freshmen, but I don't know. They were just, like,
they were huge and scary and.
Yeah. So here we are with Mr. Lowe, getting a teacher's perspective on life of an underclassman versus life of as an upperclassman.
So teaching, primarily, I teach three sections of freshman gym and then two sections of just like an upperclassman child growth class. Definitely have a pretty good perspective on like the differences of how each kid, you know, how they interact with me and how they kind of perform academically and socially. I'd say academically, upperclassmen take it a little bit more serious. I think they understand like the gravity of like it actually matters, especially the upperclassmen who are applying to college, when they actually start to see like the requirements that are needed and how, especially being a child growth class, which is it's an elective, how like some colleges like a well-rounded schedule. I think the freshmen are just kind of just going through the process and kind of learning they're trying to figure out what they're trying to do. Like you have some students who are just academically, they're right on it, but some are still trying to figure out that it's a lot different than some of the handholding you get in middle school.
Can you describe the difference between underclassmen and upperclassmen, like athletically?
Athletically?
Like their roles, yeah.
Athletically? I think they probably take it a little bit more serious in the fact that they're on a varsity level and like they understand the commitment, like the dedication it takes, whereas a freshman or a JV team, it's a little bit more lax in terms of requirements. I had a girl yesterday, was surprised when she asked me how long varsity practices were. I told them they're like 2-2.5 hours. She's never practiced more than 1 hour and 15 minutes. She's a sophomore. So I think the commitment and dedication is a lot different. And then I'd say, just to top it off, socially, it's much easier dealing with upperclassmen. I think they have a little bit more like social peer pressures that they're dealing with as kids start to, get into things they might not have when they have a little bit more freedom when they're younger. But like in terms of them dealing with me, I think it's a little bit easier to have a conversation because they're a little bit more mature. And they're less likely to fool around, or as a teacher, it's better for me dealing with the upperclassmen. It's just like it's an easier way to talk and go through things.
So would you say that academically, athletically, and socially, upperclassmen have better leadership skills?
I would say overall, yes. I think they're older. They kind of get. They've gone through 2 years of high school, so they kind of know the routine, where freshmen are still, underclassmen, I should say, are still learning. So I would say, yes, overall, upperclassmen, they get the leadership mark there.
Now we're here with Winthrop High School's Carly Zinko.
Hey, guys. So I think being an underclassman is significantly easier because you just, like, I feel like your teachers are, like, really more there to guide you compared to like upperclassmen, like, you know. Also, a perk of being an upperclassman, like, you get to sit outside, even though juniors can't, but they can next year. I also think that like being a junior and senior is like a lot harder because you're taking APs this year, like you have to study for the tests, SATs are another thing, then you start missing like college deadlines and it gets really stressful, and like teachers just like to pile on the work if you take APs and then you got like your college deadlines on top of that. But it's gonna be rewarding, like, regardless. Like, I'm going to college pretty soon, so like, you know, you just get through high school, you get the easy underclassmen years, and then junior year and senior year it hits you like a bus. But then you get to go to college and have a good time.
So I think everybody agrees, undoubtedly, that freshman and sophomore year is easier than junior and senior year. But for like the social atmosphere of high school, would you say it's easier for an underclassman or upperclassman?
Like, socially, I think it would probably be easier for a senior, junior, because you like know everyone, like, you know, there's, you know, like older kids too for social events. And the freshman and sophomore, like, they're still trying to find their place. Like, they don't really know like who they fit in with, like what sports they're gonna do, what clubs they're gonna do. Like, juniors and seniors have been on like their sports teams 3 or 4 years, like they fit in well, like they know their coaches. Like, it's just much easier as a junior, senior.
We
We are chatting with Mr. Cadigan, who teaches gym at all levels and coaches football.
All right. Good afternoon, girls. It's PE, by the way, not gym. That's okay. Okay.
All right, so athletically, how would you describe the difference between the roles of underclassmen and upperclassmen?
Athletically, it's more of a maturity thing. Obviously, the older you are, the more mature you should be in terms of physically. So you should be, you know, a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, a little bit faster. So you tend to have an advantage the older you are, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't be successful being an underclassman.
So you also coach a team, so you like understand what like the team dynamic is. So would you say, what's the difference socially for underclassmen versus an upperclassman?
I think that has changed a lot since I've been in high school. I think you saw more of a hazing kind of atmosphere when you were younger, and now, you know, especially here at this high school, underclassmen usually have to play in order for your team to be successful. So if you're alienating the young underclassmen, they're probably not going to perform, and that's probably going to hurt the overall team. So it's a lot different from what it used to be, where freshmen didn't play or sophomores didn't play. Now you're kind of counting on them to play.
And would you say that on your team, like, underclassmen and upperclassmen, they like play differently or are affected differently because of their academics?
Say that again.
Like, would you say that like upperclassmen, like, they're more stressed at practice or something like that?
Yeah, you can definitely see the upperclassmen, they do get a little bit more stressed, especially if they have AP classes and so on and so forth. It's not necessarily a bad thing, because, you know, you want to have smart kids in the classroom and obviously on the field. I think it comes down to more of a maturity thing too, in terms of the older you get, you realize the importance more and more and more of school. When you're a sophomore and freshman, you might not really get it at that point, so your grades might suffer a little bit.
Advice to the freshmen, like, it's so different. Like, you go from being on teams in middle school and going to specials and, like, all this stuff, from, like, having different teachers than all the kids in your grade. Like, everything is different. Just find what fits for you.
This is something that, like, the teachers taught me that I thought was really important, that I just wish more people thought about, was only take APs and subjects that you're really, like, passionate about. Like, I know, yes. Like, I love science, so I took AP Bio and AP Chem, and I think the workload on those two classes is already so heavy that if I wasn't taking subjects that I was passionate about, I would have no motivation to do my work, and I would just be hating the school year. Even AP Lang, like, I, like, enjoy that stuff.
For me, the main thing about taking those harder classes in junior year now is because, number one, from the last 2 years, I didn't really push myself, and now, like, seeing myself this year and being forced in a situation where you push yourself, and all the classes you're in, find teachers that you work really well with, because once you reach freshman year, it's, like, freshman and sophomore year are kind of, like, you're, like, okay, do I like these teachers? Do they like me? Like, how do I like their classes? In junior year, you get to customize your schedule, like, a lot more to fit you. So you need to find the teachers that, like, fit you the best, so you can, like, succeed in their classes and do well.
And going back to, like, our main topic of, like, the transition from, like, to junior year from being an underclassman, it just, like, goes to show how much you grow during high school. I can't even imagine, like, walking into the lunchroom and being afraid now. Or, like,
I know.
Everything. Like, I see freshmen, and I'm just, like, I can't believe that was me once. Like, it feels like it was so long ago.
Guys, like, we're gonna be seniors next year.
I know, it's
like,
crazy.
That's crazy. It's like, so we used to be scared of them. Like, crazy.
And now, I just remember, even, like, my second day of sophomore year, I just remember, like, once you have that first year down, I, like, walked in, and I was, like, what's up? I don't care.
Yeah,
like,
and then even going from sophomore to junior year, like, I feel like, not that I'm, like, I don't know. Just, like, that you're, like, older, like, you're experienced, and you're an upperclassman now, so you kind of, like, have that edge, like, walking around the school being, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm an upperclassman.
My biggest regret from freshman year is definitely, like, the workload. It seems like a lot, like, at the time for some reason.
Yeah, compared to
eighth grade. But it's not at all.
Do not take freshman year for granted.
Oh, my God.
It is such, everyone always says it, but seriously, like, but sophomore year is a hard year, too, but nothing even compares to, like, the year we're in right now.
I know, junior year is insane.
Especially if you're taking APs. Junior year is, it's, like, it's such a stressful year in and of itself with like AP classes and everything, but then you have like the added stress of like thinking about or starting to think about the college process and SATs and everything, and that just kind of like junior year you really have to like work hard just to like be where you want to be.
Yep, so hope you guys enjoyed our episode on transitioning from underclassmen to upperclassmen. Be sure to tune in next time.